In England, you'd like that. But now I've chosen aeroplanes and boats to come between us. And a line or two on paper wouldn't go amiss. How is Worcestershire? Is it still the same between us? Do you still use television to send you fast asleep? Can you last another week? Does the cistern still leak? Or have you found a man to mend it? Oh, and by the way, how's your broken heart? Is that mended too? I miss you. I miss you. I really do. I've been reading Browning, Keats and William Wordsworth, and they all seem to be saying the same thing for me. Well, I like the words they use, and I like the way they use them, you know. Home Thoughts from Abroad is such a beautiful poem. And I know how Robert Browning must have felt, 'cause I'm feeling the same way about you. Wondering what you're doing and if you need some help. Do I still occupy your mind? Am I being so unkind? Do you find it very lonely? Or have you found someone to laugh with? Oh, and by the way, are you laughing now? 'Cause I'm not. I miss you. I miss you. I really do.
Have you ever laid there thinking, was it all in a dream? But you reach out and she's there, every moment, everywhere. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever?
Try to work it out, but still she leaves you alone. ever been in love, like I've been in love. That's Leo Sayer, 1982, and before that we had Home Thoughts from Abroad, and as he says himself, such a beautiful poem. Well, whatever about the poem, the song is only wonderful. And we start out that little three there with Dean Friedman and a song called The Lakelands, and those are for Ronnie, and I know she enjoyed the first two, and that's for sure. Now then, it's 11 minutes to 9 o'clock. Telephone line is now closed with regard to our competition. We have a winner indeed, and we'll tell you that, sorry, I just broke my pen. We'll tell you who that winner is in just a few moments' time. The questions were, who stars in High Plains Drifter? We give you a clue, Dirty Harry, Magnum Force, a few Fistful of Dollars, all the rest. Of course, it was Clint Eastwood. And question number two, who was nicknamed the Memphis Flash? That's a name I never heard that was given to Elvis Presley. We said the pelvis as well. But I never heard that nickname, the Memphis Flash. Wonder where that came from. Anyway, we got quite a number of incorrect answers, but we got quite a number of correct answers as well. And our outright winner for this evening is Catherine Kiley in Tremor. So well done to you, Catherine. We'll be talking to you on Thursday at around about 7:45 or thereabouts. So be by your phone and be prepared to go on the air, and you can have loads of friends there with you if you need them as well. We're going to ask you a couple of questions and see how you do. Okay, thanks to everybody else who took part. We'll have another two questions for you tomorrow, so you still have a chance on getting in on this week's round and winning an LP. And what we do then is the winner from this week, last week, and the previous week, and indeed next week on Thursday night week, we'll be having a playoff for a radio from the winners of all the weeks together, and it'll be against the clock, so a bit of fun and all the rest. So stick around for it, and if you want to have a go, tune in tomorrow, 7:15. We'll be giving you the first question. Neil McLeod here at 9 o'clock. Might have some news of the Bordeaux Waterford game as well. Here's Sunday Bloody Sunday now, live from U2. Jim Steinman, 1981, and a song called Rock and Roll Dreams Come Through. He's the man behind Meatloaf, of course. Not a nice place to be at the best of times. And before that, Gloria... Sunday Bloody Sunday from U2. Now, we have a score for you on the Bordeaux Water game. The halftime result is... 0-0. Which is not... I don't know an awful lot about soccer, but I reckon that's a fairly good result to have, especially for an away team. Is that right, Neil? Would I be right in saying that?
The match is in the fire. It's not played on the park.
So, if you're keeping an ear out for the result of the game, that is the halftime result at the moment. After the first half, is Bordeaux 0 and Waterford 0. So we wish them all the very best of luck. Wouldn't it be nice if they won it? Of course it would. Speaking of which, I think Neil McLeod has an interview this coming Saturday. Is it okay to say it? It is. With Eamon Reid, who's just, of course, he has an interview with Eamon Reid next Saturday on the sports program. That's between 2 and 3 o'clock. So. Have a listen in there. Might hear something of interest. That's your lot from me for this evening. Neil McLeod will bring you up to date on the full-time score of that match later on as we get the results. So when you want to hear it first, tune to ABC. I'm back tomorrow between 7 and 10. Hope you can join me then. Once again, congratulations to Catherine Kiley, on getting through to next Thursday. We'll be talking to her on the telephone. Until tomorrow at 7, good night.
This is ABC Radio.
It's now 9 o'clock, the southeast weather forecast, which I'll find in a moment for you because I just picked up the wrong bit of paper. Here we are. Okay, no problem. The southeast weather forecast says it'll be dull with fog or patches of drizzle this evening and overnight. Moderate southerly winds, temperatures 11 degrees Celsius, that's 52 Fahrenheit. Tomorrow, a few bright spells in the afternoon, but becoming cloudy again with some light rain. Temperatures 16 degrees Celsius, 61 Fahrenheit. And the outlook brightening up for the weekend, dry and sunny, but becoming cooler than of late.
You're in tune to Limited Edition with Neil McLeod.
Things.
Thank you, Rodders. It's 4 minutes after 9 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. 75620 if you'd like to play the old cultural quiz, the semi-intellectual. Now, if you can remember last night, can you remember that far back? Oh, you can. I left you with this question. Mick Kenny, is he A, the world champ skateboarder, B, the world champ at water skiing, or C, the world champ at being a barber? 75620 if you think you know the answer. As you say, as normal, pick yourself up some points tonight. The person with the most points wins two great burgers. Yep, two great burgers from Burgerland. And if you get the most points at the end of the week, I'll go great personal stereo from Super Savers. Lots of things going on in the first hour. We'll be looking at the brand new Top 40 about 5 to 10.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Melly, Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me Al. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and oh, my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out, call me out. Na 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 na
can call me Al, Paul Simon. Oodles of news about the chart, as I say, about 10 to 5 to 10 tonight, okay? Slushy Bitches asked, just after the 10 o'clock news, looks like this, Pete Cetera, Whitney Houston and Casey and the Sunshine Band. So if you fancy having a quick cuddle with someone to those records, give me a call, 75620. On the line at the moment, we've got Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Now then, how are you doing today?
Great.
Yeah? What have you been up to?
School and...
Did you get your results today?
No, I'm only in second year.
Oh, so you weren't one of the ones sitting there waiting for the old...
No.
The old worst bit.
No.
Oh, so what, is that two... You've got 2 years to wait then?
No, I'm doing it next year.
Oh, next year. Rather you than me. Okay then, mate, we're playing the cultural quiz for the semi-intellectual. You could win yourself two burgers from Burgerland. Now, the thing is, who would you give your other burger to?
My sister.
You give it to your sister?
Yeah.
That's very nice of you. Why is that?
So she's helping me here at the moment.
Ah, that's great. I tell you, the only thing I used to give my sister was a clout on the end. Anyway, here we go. Mike Kinney is he A, the world champion skateboarder, B, the world champ at water skiing, or C, the world champ barber? What are you going for?
B.
You're going for B? Well, Paul's the first one to get it wrong tonight. Oh, dear. 75620, you got your chance to win some great prizes here on Limited Edition with me, Neil McLeod, and Five Star. Just so nice. Five Star, rain or shine, we're going to be hanging around. Now then, sir, who's this I'm speaking to?
Colin Widger.
Hello there. Colin who?
Widger.
Widger?
Widger.
Widger?
Yeah.
Where does that name come from?
I haven't a clue.
I must tell you what, someone must have had a sense of humour, Colin. Now then, would you have got the last one right? Mick Kenny, is he the world champ skateboarder, world champ water skier, the world champ barber? He was actually the world champ skateboarder.
Yeah.
Ah, would you got that right?
Yeah.
Ah, you big head. Right then, okay, here we go. The heavy... I haven't read this one yet. Okay, the heaviest normal newborn baby, okay?
Yeah.
So that's just a normal newborn baby. The heaviest weight to date, is it 15 pounds 4 ounces, that's A, B, 11 pounds 4 ounces, or C, 10 pounds 4 ounces? So that's A is 15 pounds 4 ounces, B is 11 pounds 4 ounces, or C is 10 pounds 4 ounces. What are you going for?
B.
You're going for B! Yay! We've got our first winner of the night. And that also puts you on 1 point, which keeps you equal with Eleanor, okay? So
yeah.
What we've got to do is ask you another question in a second. Now, the thing to remember is the most points that you get means that, the more chance you've got of winning the old personal stereo at the end of the week, yeah?
Yeah.
So that's what's going to be happening. Now then, the second question looks like this. Yeah, there it is. Now then. Second question, is Ellen Bach you, that's her name, Ellen Bach you, is she the lady that A, sung the highest note ever, B, walked the fastest ever, 18 miles an hour, or C, was the fattest woman in the world, 28 stone, A, B, or C?
A.
You're going for A, are you? You're certain, are you? You're certain you're going for A?
Yeah.
Oh, you're really going to go for A then, are you? Actually, you got 2 points. Colin's obviously a bit of a flyer, eh? Yes, Ellen Bach Hugh, that was the lady that sung the highest note ever, and she sung an E flat to the something, 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 and it was really, 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 really ever so loud, and it was the sort of thing that, you see the old opera singers do and things like that, yeah?
Yeah.
So that was that one. On to the third question. Doing well. You're our current champion at the moment, Colin. So you're doing well, mate. Here we go again on your third question. Oh, I knew I'd have trouble with this. Swami. Yeah, Swami Pandrosigdilogadai. That's the surname, okay?
Yeah.
It's Japanese or something, okay? Is he A, the person with the longest ever nose, B, the only person with the one green eye, one brown eye, or C, the person with the longest hair ever? A, B, or C?
B.
You're going for?
B.
You're going to go for B. Oh, what makes you think that... What makes you want to go for B?
I don't know.
You just want to go for B, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Our brand new current champion with 2 points. That's Colin, would you? Give us a call, 75620. You can play the cultural quiz for the semi-intellectual. See if you can beat 2 points.
I can't get broken hearts that are all
as the Cutting Crew and Died in Your Arms Tonight. Well done to Colin there, got himself 2 car racking points, could well be on his way to winning 2 burgers from Burgerland. But then again, Carla might be able to stop him. Now then, Carla.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you will. So what have you been up to today?
Nothing very much.
No? What, working or school or what?
On holiday at the moment.
On holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, you skiving? Now, come on, how did you manage that then, eh? Getting a holiday this time of year.
I was supposed to be sick.
You're supposed... All right, then, we definitely won't ask where you work then.
No.
So how much longer are you off sick?
Another couple of days.
Another couple of days, and then what, is it back to work or back to school?
Back to work.
Back to work. Oh, well, tell you what, Carla, you just get well soon, okay?
Sure.
Yeah, I wish I could have illnesses like you. I tell you what, the old Swami Pandurafindikindekdai, yeah, him, okay? He actually had the longest hair ever. It was 26 feet long.
I knew that, actually.
Did you know that? 26 feet? Can you imagine trying to wash it?
I could imagine trying to dry it.
Yeah, how many hair dryers? I mean, you know our newsreader, Dave Hunt, yeah? I mean, he's got quite long hair, and he's forever going, ooh, I've got to dry my hair, you know, oh, it's really terrible. So you imagine what this guy, this Swami guy, was like, 26 feet long. That's horrendous. Okay then, dear, we're on to the old cultural quiz for the semi-intellectual. What is the fastest moving animal, okay? Is it A, a jaguar, B, a cheetah? This might surprise you, this, so think carefully. A, a jaguar, B, a cheetah, or C, a peregrine falcon? A, B, or C?
Is it A?
You're going for A.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, it is. I'll tell you what it is. This really surprised me, okay? It was actually the peregrine falcon. In a dive, can reach 217 miles an hour. 75620.
Destination not to found. I turn to see the northern lights behind the wind. Horizon.
Thank you.
That's Renaissance from 1978 and Northern Lights. Good evening, Rachel.
Hi.
Now then, what have you been up to today?
Not much.
Been at school?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
The Ursuline.
The Ursuline, yeah? And so what year are you in?
Third year.
Third year. So that means you're taking your inters next year?
Yeah.
Ah, I see. So you didn't have to go through the agony of waiting for the old results today?
No.
So what have you been up to today at school then? Any good gossip? Come on, what's the gossip?
Nothing.
What, nobody's going out with nobody?
No.
Ah, oh, what a boring school. Oh, dear. Good job I didn't go there then, isn't it? I don't think I could have done, could I? Now then, dear, the old cultural quiz. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Do you reckon you can win?
No.
That's what I like to hear. Full of confidence, full of confidence. Would you got the last one, the Peregrine Falcon?
Pardon?
Would you got the last one, the Peregrine Falcon?
Yeah.
Would you got... I wouldn't have got that. I didn't know. I was quite amazed when I heard that. Okay, we're going on to fishy poos, okay? Fishes.
Yeah.
The smallest fish in the world, is it A, a stickleback, B, a goldfish, or C, a gobby? A, B, or C?
C.
You're going for C? Yay! You got it right. Well done, dear. Can't be all thickies then, can you? I bet you are taking lots of inters. So that's you with 1 point, dear. What you've got to do now is try and get yourself so high up in the old scoreline that you beat Colin, okay? So what you need to do is get two more right, okay?
Yeah.
So you reckon you can handle that?
Not really.
Yeah, you can. No problem. Right, here we go with your second question. We're staying in the animal world, okay? In the animal world, the heaviest insect, okay, in the world, is it A, the elephant worm, B, the Goliath beetle, or C, the bear bug? A, B, or C?
B.
You're going for B? Whoa, two right. Hey, I thought you said you weren't going to get this right. Eh? I thought you said you weren't going to get this right, eh?
Didn't think so.
Did? Have you got any help there?
No.
No one helping you? There's not any brothers or sisters or friends around you, no? No? Yeah, so you're all... What, you're there all on your own, are you?
No, I've one sister here.
You've got one sister. What's her name?
Susan.
Hi, Susan. All right, now you're phoning from what? May Park Lane?
Yeah.
Is that in Waterford, is it, or where?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Right, then. Here we go with your third question and your chance to go into the lead. Whoopie-doo! And you could win yourself two great burgers from Burgerland, and possibly, with 3 points, the personal stereo from Super Savers at the end of the week. Have you got a personal stereo? Have you got one?
No.
You haven't got one? Oh, well, it could come in useful then, couldn't it? Okay, the most number of legs on a millipede. Okay, you know what a millipede is, isn't it? Yeah? The most number of legs on a millipede, is it A, 200, B, 355, or C, 100?
A.
You're going for A! Oh dear. With 2 points as well. We're in a tiebreak situation. Unless someone can get 3 points. 75620. 051 if you live outside the Waterford area. Here's Cameo.